Let's get back to the locker room with Bob Brown on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Bob is taking your calls at 994-1017, 994-1017, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at 101.7 The Team. And now, it's the locker room and Bob Brown.
Good afternoon and welcome to the locker room. And as promised, we go right to the Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. My pleasure to welcome into the locker room Lobo Soccer Coach Jeremy Fishbein. How you doing today, Coach?
Man, I hit the wall. I'm cooked.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say congratulations on your 21st wedding anniversary yesterday. That's one you're not going to forget soon.
Hopefully there's a 22nd. That's the main thing right now.
I'm sure there will be, Coach. What now, Coach? What recourse do you have to make sure soccer is not cut? As you said in your letter to the media today, that soccer will not be cut at UNM.
Well, I mean, it's just hard. I've been spending the last 4 hours with players coming in the office, you know, crying, worried, and you know, it's just hard. These are guys I promised. I promised I was going to look after them, and it's pretty heavy. You know, some kids, they'll be fine. You're not worried about them, but it's the kids that, you know, they don't have dads, or they've just put a lot of trust in our coaching staff, and as much as our university, and it's an honorable thing to say that we're going to honor these scholarships. At the end of the day, these kids signed up for University of New Mexico because they wanted to play soccer and go to school. You know, not one more important than the other, unfortunately, but soccer's the carrot to an education, and our coaching staff and our community serve a pretty important role in these guys' lives. And it's just, man, it's heavy. You know, this is, you can't prepare for it. You know, I've done this for, you know, over 25 years, and, I love our guys, and I've given them everything I got, and you feel kind of powerless. So, you really start questioning things.
Yeah, and it's not their fault. That's got to be a big part of all of this. So what's the game plan moving forward for you to save the program?
Well, it's not, it's challenging people. Like here's the reality that we got 29 guys, and these are all 29. We out-recruited other schools for them. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not going to minimize any schools. I'm saying the schools that we out-recruited, you know, UCLA, places like that. We've had kids come here that could have gone to Ivy League schools. I mean, this was, hopefully still is, a special place. And now to, just deal with this, and guys, they want to play soccer, so we got a lot of our guys coming in, and they're saying, and I'm with them, that if we can't guarantee there's a soccer program here, why would they want to be here?
Yeah.
It's sad. It's just like I can't tell you how I can look a guy in his face and tell him that, oh, you should leave the University of New Mexico. You have no idea how, man, these are guys that I signed up to be a big part of their life. You know, it's just like, you're getting all these text messages and phone calls and emails from your alumni, and you know how much that adds to my life, you know, just in everyone's lives, and you expect that with these guys you have now, and to have that be a, you know, taken away from everybody, it's just man.
In your letter to the media today, you said that offers were already on the table for some of your players, ACC schools, Pac-10,
yeah.
Big Ten. What are the NCAA rules when it comes to tampering, where somebody's from another school is contacting a kid who's on scholarship at another school?
No, they've gotten a blanket release from our we were told to give everybody, as soon as the regents finalized that, our guys were given permission to talk to other schools and given permission to transfer at any time.
Has anybody left the program in the last 24, 48 hours?
No, but, you know, I think out of respect for things, and you know, what I've said to the guys is, hey, man, let's come up with a timeline and give our university the chance to get this thing right. And I think probably Monday afternoon, these guys got to make plans. And I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I mean, because some of these opportunities will dry up, and these guys got to get out of leases. They got to disenroll from classes. They got to, I mean, it's not that simple just to pack up and move, mm-hmm. you know? And these are prestigious institutions that want these guys. It tells you something about the caliber of student athletes we've been able to attract here.
Yeah, with all that you just said, not to mention the season is really right around the corner for your guys. So how do you keep everybody on the team focused for the upcoming season? I know you got an exhibition game just a couple of weeks away or a few weeks away now.
Yeah, you don't. That's not the priority. The priority is the individual right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my responsibility, is to give these guys the best opportunity to be successful.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and that's from talking to our athletic director. I said, what is my responsibility? Is it to the school, to the program, to the individuals? And it's to the individuals. That's why I signed up for this job.
Have any of the regents reached out to you in the last day here to fully explain the decision yesterday?
Excuse me?
Have any of the regents reached out to you personally to explain where they were on this and why they voted the way they did?
No. But that's fine. Mm-hmm. There's a big disconnect here, and you know, at this point, I'm not pointing fingers, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they can still get this thing right.
What's the reaction been that you got from your impassioned plea yesterday in front of that board of regents? Friends, coaches around the country reaching out to you. What's that been like for you?
Just everybody, man. And it's not around the country. It's around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's alumni. It's soccer people. I mean, you know, somebody sent me something that was in the Washington Post, and it had like 8,000 views. I mean, this is, it's just an embarrassment, man, to everything. I mean, we don't need that, do we, in New Mexico? I mean, is that what we need as a state and as an institution, bringing more negative attention to things? It's just, I'm gutted, man. I love this place. Our players love this place. Nobody wants to leave. Everybody wants to play and wear a Lobo jersey, and it's just, I don't know. I'm babbling, man. I'm just going on. I don't know.
It's unfortunate. It is, Coach. Yeah. And look, I appreciate the time. I know it's been a grueling grind for you over the course of the last several months, the last few weeks, and, of course, the last couple of days. So yeah. I appreciate the time. And you take care of yourself. And anything we can do on this end, let me know. You want to come on the radio and the show?
Yeah, what we need to do is, hey, we need to do what's right. And we got a little bit of time. And somebody or some people, it's okay to say we made a mistake. It's all right. Your mistakes, we all make mistakes, but we got a short window of time to really get things right. And it's a couple of days. And let's rethink this thing. And let's see our obligation. And we have an obligation to the state. I mean, we're paid for by taxpayers' dollars, you know, and there's an expense with having an athletic department. This isn't a business. This isn't professional sports. This is about representing our population, and it should be pretty clear to people. If it wasn't clear before, it's clear now how important this, all these programs are, and we got to find a way. That's all I can say, and as a taxpayer, just like you know, everyone else, that's where I want my money to go to. Tremendous student athletes who represent us on a national stage, and we can still get this thing right.
What can the casual fan out there that knows what's going on, they see the programs being cut, they're a soccer fan, they're a fan of yours, what can people do out there, Coach, when they hear you on the radio here today saying, you know, soccer's not going to be cut? We just don't, you know, how do we do it? What do they
do? I don't know. I just don't see it. It's just not conceivable to me how you can take something away that's great. This isn't a business. You know, you see sometimes the sports speak up or people call in and they're like, oh, this isn't important or that isn't important. Hey, every student athlete's important. That's what we signed up for as an athletic department. This is not professional sports. People can't just get sold and fired. You know, these kids are wearing New Mexico across their chest, all the sports, and they come from far and wide, and they're incredible representatives. It's just I'm still just kind of shell-shocked by this whole thing. But you know what? We can still get it right with, you know, minimal damage, but it's got to be quick. We're going to lose star human beings here really quickly in all sports, and it's just a crying shame. But I wish I had easy answers. There's probably only a handful of people in this state that can make a difference in a short period of time. There's a handful. I don't know exactly who they are or where they are, but there are difference makers out there, and this is the time when you got to do it and you got to step up.
Well, I think you represented well your guys in front of that Board of Regents yesterday. You should be proud of all of those guys, and if anybody didn't see that, they need to go watch your 15-minute speech to the Board of Regents and the people that were at that meeting yesterday. I thought you did a fantastic job, Coach.
From my heart, man, I love this place, and I'm a New Mexican, and I'm still hoping that right is right, and we're going to get this thing figured out. You know, I got to believe that. I have to be a positive person. So,
all right,
thanks.
We wish you the best, Coach, and you take care of yourself. Thanks for coming on the show this afternoon.
Right.
Thank you very much. Coach Jeremy Fishbein joining us on the Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. It has been a grind. You can hear it in his voice. If you haven't seen his, basically it was a speech to the Board of Regents yesterday. You need to go find that thing. It's about 15 minutes long, and you can see. Mike and I were talking about this earlier today, and I said, you know, well, it's coming from the heart. You know, it's not a bunch of papers, a bunch of words. It's coming from the heart, and I thought he did a fantastic job yesterday. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Coming up next, Tiger on something he hasn't done in 5 years, a long 5 years, but Tiger has ended that streak. That's coming up next here on ESPN Radio.